Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We are just trying to distract Honeybee. She wants to be part of this.
Yeah, we've started and stopped a couple of times and gave her some toys, and the toys disappear as soon as we give them to her. But right now it looks like maybe she's getting ready to make cat toys.
Ooh, that's so, a good job for her.
Yeah, she's around the sewing machine, so we'll see what happens.
If you hear that running in the background, you'll know that Honeybee's
busy.
Absolutely. So we have some shout-outs today. Let's start off with shout-outs. We had our first Merck opening for this phase where we moved back into the building. And our customers were fantastic.
Yeah, this was the first time we were in the building since January. And we had decided that we would take January and February off because, you know, we're retired and it's like, oh, let's take a couple months off. Well, then
little did we know.
Yeah, we didn't know that in March, COVID-19 would hit.
So
we have not been in the Merck at all because it's a small building.
Right.
That's part of the charm. It's cozy and nice shopping experience, but we have had it closed. And that has been hard on our product.
It has. And we've been doing our best to provide product to our customers. We've been doing a lot of curbside or in the crib.
Worked very well.
It has. So we tried it to see what would happen. And the people came and it worked really, I thought, fairly smoothly.
You had pies this week, and I think you made 28 pies.
Yes.
So we had customers here regularly. Everyone was so respectful of others, which we appreciated.
Yes.
And we only allowed one household at a time in the Merck. And so, you know, customers would wait. They were so good about it, though. We have nice, I mean, they can wander around the gardens and go in the corn crib and cool off. And so we have places that people can go. But it really worked out very well.
It did. And we are very appreciative of all of you who came out. And you also offered a nice little feature from the garden.
We have enough produce now that we will be opening a farm stand here on Fridays too. And so one of the unique features that we can have at the farm is fresh picked.
Yes.
Yeah.
That to me is so cool because I love it so much. And to be able to offer that to customers, I think is just super cool.
So the very first customers that showed up right at 10 o'clock, which
yes,
was awesome. We opened at 10 and they wanted fresh cut herbs. And I can't tell you how happy that made me.
Indeed. So they walked away with herbs that they could just order up. You said, here's what I have available.
I just listed off here the things I can cut for you right now. They told me what they wanted. I went and snipped them and bagged them up for them and off they went.
So a cowbell for Alyssa and Sam for being the first customers to take advantage of that offering.
You are pioneers. So cowbell for you.
Thank you again. We then went to market on Saturday and we'd been watching the forecast.
Oh my gosh, I've been watching the forecast all week.
The farmer's market is, I love going, but it's always dicey with weather because wind, I think we've talked about that
on the
podcast
before. Oh yeah, we've lost tents, we've lost labels, we've lost product.
And it's a challenge when you pack everything up and go to market. And it was another one of those forecasts that we kept an eye on. And we cut back on the number of scones we made.
Yeah, right up until Saturday morning when we were up at 3:30, I looked at all the weather apps again, looked at the radar, and we tried to decide, okay, do we have a window of time to sell product? And according to everything that we looked at NOAA, AccuWeather, you name it. There were WeatherBug, the local news weather everywhere, and compared all the radar and decided that we had maybe a 2-hour window to sell product, which we were hoping to get scones and at least scones and produce sold.
Because you had lovely, lovely potatoes grown by Martha.
Yeah. Martha has the most amazing potatoes. And anyone who is a gardener knows how difficult it is to grow a box of potatoes. And Martha had, I think we had 35 boxes, 35 yes. to 40 boxes of beautiful reds, whites, blues, Yukon gems. I mean, lovely, lovely potatoes.
I think a cowbell for Martha.
Oh, definitely.
What a treat those are. I mean, we're eating some too.
Yeah. They're gorgeous. I mean, we bought some too.
Of course.
Because, you know, if we're taking them to market, yeah.
Absolutely.
So we did take a few out right. of it. Well, bought a few. We didn't steal them. We bought them.
So we got to market and it was pretty good for the first hour. We had a crazy busy.
It was really busy. Yeah, people were waiting in line for the 8 o'clock opening.
And we started selling hand over fist.
Oh, it was great.
It was for about an hour.
Yeah.
And then the wind and the rain.
Yeah, the wind started to pick up. And so I pulled out the phone, looked at the weather apps, and it looked like, uh-oh, things may be changing now.
And change it did. We got caught in another huge downpour.
Awful.
Those are no fun at
They're
the market.
They're not fun at all because all of your stuff gets wet. We were soaked.
Oh my gosh, we were soaked. And we just threw everything in the truck wet. So then when we got home, we had to unpack that.
It's still wet. This is a day later.
Right.
And I just went out and turned the our tablecloths again. They're soaked still. There's still water running out of them.
But in all of that, you really find the good in people.
You do.
And we have another shout out to Hound Dog Holler Farm, Scott and Laurel, who helped us pack up. They were getting their stuff packed. Scott came over and helped us. And not only that, but they brought us some delicious treats from their farm.
Yeah, they did.
Amazing.
So you need to know people that have food.
That's right.
I mean, that is the best, especially when it's local and theirs is just, I mean, right in Charleston, so
right.
a few miles from the farm.
We're going to give Hound Dog Holler the cat's meow. Thank you, Scott and Laurel.
Yeah, sharing syrup with us and cabbage and jam and helping us in a downpour. I mean,
right.
I think rain was going all different directions. I'm pretty sure it was.
Yes.
It was a mess.
We were a mess. We were soaked. And we then came home, dried out, and...
Well, we're still drying out.
Well, we are, but...
We personally dried out, I suppose.
Right.
But yeah, all of our stuff, we had to take inventory of what we had, what we lost, and we had to repackage. We had some potatoes left, but I think we were down to like 8 packages, which was amazing in that amount of time.
Absolutely.
So we had to repackage those because everything was soaked and we wanted to get those dried out. And we tried to save our product. That was the first thing to go in the truck, but the truck filled up quickly.
Right.
And, you know, like you said, we were just throwing it in. And so not too fun.
But we came home, got on some dry clothes, and had a cup of coffee and a scone.
Yeah, because we had scones left over.
Right. So,
plenty of them.
Yay for us. We got scones. Least, we don't usually
get
them.
Yeah, we don't usually get them. So that was a treat.
It
so
was a
treat.
So we
did treat ourselves after what wasn't too fun of a morning.
Then we ended our day with a...
If you just heard a really strange noise, that was Honeybee trying to take the calendar down. Her attention span might be shorter than mine. I think so.
Now she's looking out the window. But we ended our day with a, I would say, our debriefing. We had our debriefing meal at lunch with all kinds of
it was all local
wonderful
food.
Local food. We had
Martha's potatoes.
Yes.
So within miles of our farm.
Right. The eggs were from Kathy, our friend, 1 mile down the road. That was lovely. And, oh my goodness, sourdough bread.
Yeah, we had fresh baked sourdough bread from our master baker friend, Michael.
Oh, that was awesome.
He blesses us every week.
He does.
Almost every week with a loaf of bread. And I tell you what, we're spoiled.
We are very spoiled by that. So we ended our day with a nice little concert at the Uptowner. Nice outside venue, very safe. People were spaced out.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to hear the Lunar Halos.
Oh, yes.
Who are now going to be the Luna Halos, we found out.
Yeah.
They scared me just for a minute that they were going to disband the way it was announced. But, ooh, whoosh, it's just a name change.
They're changing their name.
So that was all right. And what a lovely concert, a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing some old friends. So
We saw some people from the market. That was really cool. We had the Lunar Halos booked out here for April.
Yes.
And of course, we didn't get to do that. We're going to try again in the fall, but we love their music and they're friends of ours. And we look forward to doing that again in October. Hopefully.
Absolutely. So stay tuned for more information on a fall festival out here at the farm. And just know that we continue to improvise and invent and move forward here at the farm.
That's right. And we will be offering fresh produce out here on Fridays now.
10 to 2.
So watch our social media and we will have whatever we have available. I'll try to post that earlier. Sometimes I don't know until we get into the garden. But Martha is into potatoes right now and I tell you what, those are a treat.
Those are, and we'll have a rotating feature from the kitchen every Friday. I'm going to do the English muffins again this Friday.
Brave.
So you will find information about that on our website, our online store, as well as our social media feeds. And sign up for our email list. I'll try to get some information out on that also.
And people need to check you out on Medium. So I don't know if we've talked really about that.
I don't think so. I'll put a link to my stories on Medium. I've been doing some posting there and talking about food, writing about food.
Yeah, we're all about food.
Everywhere we go, all about food.
So there you have it. It's been another busy week and we survived it.
We did.
And sometimes that's, it was better than the week before. You know,
right.
We had the mower incident and, it was crazy. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.